Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
So you think you have problems, do you? Consider the plight of a woman who held a rummage sale to get rid of her junk and put some money in her purse at the same time. Elmira collects turtles. Big ones, small ones, green ones, brown ones, all kinds of them. So she decided to sell some of them on the junk table. "We have lots of turtles," she explained, "and the turtles sold." But a rather small turtle turned into a rather large problem. You see, Elmira was her husband's second wife, and wife number one had also collected turtles. In fact, she asked that one of them serve as the final resting place of her ashes at her death. Later, when Elmira began searching for that turtle, which was the urn containing the ashes of her husband's late wife, she remembered. A woman had bought the turtle, explaining that she wanted to turn it into a cookie jar. Yes, she really hopes to locate the buyer who hopefully has not yet had time to convert the turtle urn into a turtle cookie jar. It's unclear how her husband responded to the sale of his late wife's turtle, but I can tell you for sure, the experience proved to be a test of the strength of their relationship. Of course, we have to let go of the past, but letting go that way can be rather painful too. Coping with the unexpected is always a challenge to a relationship. Whether it is an accident that your wife has with your car, or your husband gambles behind your back, or you learn that your husband, who was supposed to be going fishing, actually went to Hong Kong or Las Vegas with his secretary. I can forgive, but I will never forget. That's what a woman once said sitting in my office. Honestly, that's like burying the hatchet with the handle sticking up out of the ground for ready reference should there ever be the slightest failure in the future. Of course, the memory of a person's failure, whether it is selling the turtle that contained the ashes of your late wife, or the failure of your husband to honor his wedding vows, is something you will bear to your dying day. But whether or not you release the wrong is entirely another matter. To forgive someone is not to say that what the person did is okay. It is not. But it does say, okay, I put this entire matter in God's hands and let Him deal with it. Most of the time, it means you put something aside, you let it go. Actually, the word used in the New Testament when the writers of Scripture talked about forgiveness means to give up or to take away. I think of it like this. When I forgive you, I give up my right to hurt you because you hurt me. Vast numbers of individuals live with brokenness and anger from the past. The anger and the bitterness never quite go away. They become a poison in your system that you would like to project to your enemy. Doesn't work that way. God's grace and help always brings healing to the person who is forgiven, allowing gradual healing to take place. No, it doesn't always happen at once. But at times, it is a slow process. You forgive and forgive and forgive again. I have no way of knowing if the woman who bought the turtle in a rummage sale realized it was not a proper container for chocolate chip or oatmeal cookies and returned the purchase. But I do know that no matter how careful we are and how much we love the other person, we eventually sell the turtle, drop it or damage it, and have to say, "I'm sorry. Forgive me." That's what it takes to find healing.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.